Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Cool, how did that happen? We're halfway through the week already, and it's Mills, and it's nearly home time. Hi. You all right, chappers?
Welcome back. Thanks. You should say welcome back to Becky, really. Actually here and working yesterday, just in a different location.
Good weekend?
Yeah, it's good, thanks. I heard your comments about my fat head on the podcast.
Wow. No, actually, it's fine. You just had a day off, didn't you?
You went to me earlier, you went, oh, did you hear that? I said, well, I don't have to make the podcast. Oh, sorry about that, sorry.
I forget that you hear it on the podcast.
Why have you put this...
I could just listen at home.
Why have you pointed out this leaflet to me?
Because
are
that
you going
is my...
cruising?
That is my... I'm going boating this weekend, yes. It's not my idea. It's my flatmate, the comedian's idea. For his birthday...
Right.
About eight of us are going on a barge.
It says preparing for your cruise at the top of it.
Yeah, that's from the boating company.
Is this genuine, though?
Yeah.
It says you may need to consider taking the following with you. Books, writing pads and a corkscrew.
Yeah.
Is this specifically aimed at you? Is that why they've included corkscrew?
I don't know. I like the other things on the list. Binoculars. Mm. For what?
I do like that.
And fishing tackle.
Under the heading of food, bring as much as you like.
I know, or as little as you like. Oh, but remember, these boat refrigerators are not designed for storage of frozen food. Oh, okay. So, yeah, we are going boating this weekend. Him and loads of mates, and I'm just going to go along. Would you trust me to drive a barge?
No, is that what you? Is that the correct term as well?
I don't know. Is
that what you're doing? Are you the captain of this ship?
Well, we were talking about this last night, and it seems that I've been designated because he wants to enjoy, you know, his birthday with all his mates and stuff, and, you know, socialise. So it looks like I will be in charge of the boat, yes.
Do you have a sailor's uniform in your wardrobe?
No. They do give you a little kind of demonstration on how to do it, apparently, just before you set sail, is that right?
That's a relief.
And, yeah, so I'll be...
They give you a short demonstration before you sail.
Yeah. So if you are on the Thames on Saturday or Sunday, watch out. Not that you would be necessarily, but I'm just saying.
Right. Hmm. Anywhere on the Thames?
It's just... Well, I think I'm going from Caversham. That's near Reading.
That's near where I live.
Yeah, and we're
so
just going...
where? Or are you just saying where?
MJ, I am so coming down to, like, wave you off. That's going to be brilliant. Can I borrow a handycam to film the event, please? Please, that's got to be worth some footage for the...
Well, I go past your house. Do you live on the water, darling?
It's about a two-minute walk.
Really? Okay, cool. I don't know where we're going. We're just going to see where it takes us, you know? Or where I take it.
Are you just going to go the way the barge is pointing?
Yes.
Right. Isn't that kind of worrying?
How hard can it be? It's just that little stick thing in the back that you have to just go left and right
when
on.
When you're in Norway on Monday morning, we'll remember this. BBC
Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Oh, so you got me worried now on the text. I thought that was going to be a cinch. I thought it was going to be easy. Someone says, remember, be careful, boat steering is inverse.
Is what?
Inverse.
What does that mean? Does that mean if you pull the tiller to your left,
it goes
and
the
you
way.
Go to the right?
Oh, no. I've never been good at coordination.
Oh, good.
Lots of people who are going to be on the Thames. Someone that lives there, I think, on a narrow boat. A little bit scared because I'm going to be on it at the weekend. It's fine. I've seen Rosie and Jim. I know what goes on.
You've seen Rosie and Jim?
Yeah.
So you actually think that those two
ragdolls
actually steer the barge?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, see, there's all horror stories now of people coming in. Oh. I don't know.
No, everyone knows it was John that steered the boat.
Yeah.
They just sat there, didn't they? Hanging out with Duck.
That Duck, yeah. Probably be careful of that.
Not many people have a great deal of faith in your sailoring abilities.
Will be fine. I am going to get one of those actual hats, though.
Are you going to get a uniform, like off the Fish Finger ads?
I think you should get, yeah. You
look well hot in that.
Do they make any noise?
What, the uniforms?
No, can you just do a... Do they have a horn?
Get you some sort of horn.
Confusing a barge with a truck.
Or a ferry.
Or a ferry. I don't think you're going to be put in charge at the Dover-Calais crossing.
Are you going to wave to everyone as you set off?
Someone's just offered me a chance. They're going to rent a crowd and they can wave us off in Caversham. Do you see that?
Are you going to get... Do you want someone to, like, smash a bottle on the side? You know, like,
no.
When they launch big ships and stuff?
I don't want to fuss. I just want to spend some time with my flatmate and his friends on a narrow boat. Sorry for calling it a barge. This weekend. Okay. I know, apparently that's a bad thing to do. It'll be fine.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Have you thought about navigating the locks yet, Scott? Apparently my flatmate's done it before.
What, the locks?
Yeah.
I'm more concerned. Did you realise it's the Great River Race on Saturday?
What's that?
The river equivalent of the London Marathon.
Shut up.
Chappers, look at the website.
Where? Not on the Thames?
Well, yes.
Oh, my word. Saturday the 5th of September.
Oh, no!
It's 22 miles and a spectacular event attracting around 300 crews from all over the globe and appealing to every level of competitor.
That's me.
From serious sportsmen.
I'm not a competitor.
Here you go. From serious sportsmen and women who like to win to those who enjoy fun, fancy dress and stunts.
Well, I will be wearing the hat, so that counts as fancy dress.
Yeah. A great fun day out for competitors and spectators alike.
When I rang up to put this, why didn't they tell me that there was the boat equivalent of the London Marathon on the weekend I wanted to go?
Raise your game now, haven't you? You don't want to come last out of 300 crews.
Hello? Hello? Hello on the phone.
Hello?
Amy, hi, you right?
Yes, thank you.
Where are you now?
I'm in Stalport on a barge.
You're on one now?
Yes.
How's it going?
It's awful.
Why?
It's so rainy and there's pedestrians walking faster than us and we're going about 2 miles an hour and we've crashed about 20 times.
Oh no, you're not making it even better for me.
Are you driving it?
No, my dad is.
Oh. Right, so there's people walking faster than you're going.
Yep.
And it's raining.
Yep.
And you're getting quite wet.
Yep.
And how long have you been on it for?
Since Saturday.
Oh my God.
I know, it's like... we're going back to Worcester on Saturday as well.
You're on it for another 3 days, are you?
Yep, a week.
Was this your dad's idea?
No, my mum's. Oh. She doesn't like it either.
Right, so you're not having a good time in any way?
Not really. Everybody said it's supposed to be relaxing and the best thing ever, but it's just not really.
Just boring.
Yeah.
Brilliant. What have you been doing to pass the time?
Only the radio, because that's all we've got. Radio 1 is keeping Radio 1's keeping us together.
Right,
because
okay.
We've got a tiny TV that doesn't work. We've not got any internet. We've only got phones, iPods, radio.
No internet? No one told me this.
No, it's awful.
Oh, God.
How are you going to survive, Scott?
I'm just going to have to put Radio 1 on all weekend, which I normally would do anyway.
I was going to say.
Yeah. Love you, Amy. Sorry it's so boring.
Love you too, Scott.
Can't wait for Saturday. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Ah, so you know my flatmate's been on saying, right, what's the rough plan of action for the weekend?
Are you captain then?
Well, it looks like it, doesn't it? Mm. I might just cancel the whole thing now.
Why?
Oh, I don't know.
A new experience.
What? But talking to that girl, she said there's no internet and she's crashed about 15 times on the boat.
Is that saying on the text? Just get a dongle.
Yeah, I need to know that. How do you work the locks? Have you ever done this before?
Oh,
no.
They're quite good fun. You just drive the boat in and then the water goes... and lifts you up and then you...
It sounds like the kind of thing I'd be quite bad at.
You don't have to do anything,
hold
really.
A boat still.
Yeah.
How do you do that? Oh, anyway, it's fine. I'll be fine. I'll report back on Monday. Podcast. Hello, Internet Sam. Thanks very much for your presence off of China. He's just come in and bought us some lovely puffs, which is some sweets from China. I love it when people bring sweets back from their holidays and stuff. It's really nice.
They're nice.
Yeah, quite nice.
Libri bringing us something back from the barge? Because that's a holiday, isn't it? Because she's technically staying away.
Yeah, it's a holiday.
Do they have exotic products in Caversham?
I don't know. Maybe I'll get you a Caversham tea towel or something.
Oh, okay.
Right, yesterday we were talking about autobiographies that I really, really want to read, but some of them are a little bit embarrassing to read in public, aren't they? Like, the new one I want at the moment is Dustin Diamond's autobiography, that Screech off Saved by the Bell.
Yeah.
However, you can't really read that on the train, can you? Because there's a big old picture of Screech on the front of it. It's just, you can't do that in public. However, thank you for this.
Pleasure.
You offered yesterday to read them out.
I don't know if I offered. I was kind of steamrolled into doing it.
Yeah, but you've done them for me.
Mm-hmm.
And this is brilliant, because now you've kind of turned them into your own audio book. So I can hear what Tori Spelling has to say in her autobiography without having the embarrassment of reading it on a barge this weekend.
Yeah.
And people seeing me.
Because there won't be anything else about your behaviour on the barge that will be embarrassing at all.
So you've done a couple for me already, which I can now load onto my MP3 player, and then I won't have to read them. I won't be seen with the Tory spelling book, and therefore nobody will ever know.
I feel like, having read the extract that I did, that I really kind of got to understand the people involved.
I think it really
felt like
works.
I was in their shoes.
I think it really works with your voice.
Mm.
Here's a little bit of the one you've done for me already. This is going on there tonight. I'm going to load them all up. This is you reading a bit of Storytelling by Tory Spelling.
Things all changed one day at the tender age of 12 when I was getting ready for a family photo. We were having a formal family portrait taken with our dogs. I went into my parents' bathroom, all dressed up with my hair done as best as I could manage, and asked my mother, "Am I pretty?" She looked at me and said, "You will be when you get your nose done."
Oh, I can't wait. Can't wait for this.
It was like Tory herself, wasn't it?
Yeah. It works with your voice.
Yeah, good. Some of what you may have read about me is accurate. My father did hire a snow machine for Christmas. Some of it is false. I didn't live in that enormous house until I was 17, and some is exaggerated. I wasn't disinherited. But all the while, the life I was living was much more than that. I lived in fear of my own doll collection. I let a bad boyfriend spend my 90210 salary. I planned a fairy tale wedding to the wrong man. I was working hard and shopping like crazy.
See, I don't think it matters that it's not Tori's voice.
It doesn't, does it?
No. I can still get the flavour of what she's saying.
Mm. I like the fact it's not done with much feeling either. I think what? That adds to it.
What?
Well, it's just...
I put real enthusiasm and my heart into it.
You sound a bit bored in places.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to listen
that's
to that
just
one.
Rude.
I'm going to listen to that one second, if that's all right.
Okay.
Because you've done my favourite one that I want to read. Mm. Obviously, the Screech one, you know, is not out yet, so... Mm. But you've done me the Miley Cyrus one.
Yes.
Which is going to be my first choice on the barge this weekend. Got it already sorted, listen.
Kids are so mean sometimes. When I was 9, these girls at school would sing Achy Breaky Heart while dunking my head in a toilet. Whatever. They were just jealous. Their dads weren't awesome singers like my dad.
You see?
Yeah.
Really like it. You get the story. And I...
And without the embarrassment.
Well, you don't get her voice, I don't know. This is a bit strange. You know that she's been like that.
I was sure Prince Charming was the one. I won't give his real name, but it started with Nick and ended with Jonas. The first time we met, he was like, "What's up?" And I was like, "OMG, you are so cute, shut up." It was love at first sight, guys.
I can't wait for this. Will you do me some more?
It depends how well these are received, to be honest.
When I get the Screech one, will you do that for me?
Well, as
no
I said,
embarrassment on the
as
train.
I said, there are certain chapters I'm not very comfortable about reading in Screech's life, but the rest of it, I'm quite happy to.
I think this is going to lead to a whole brand, isn't
really
it? As
do.
Read by Chappers.
Yeah, I like it. Here's the final bit from Miley Cyrus's book.
It started to rain and we didn't have an umbrella, so he covered his head with his jacket. He said if he hadn't just gotten a perm, he would have given it to me. I knew I was in love.
Oh, so good. I can't... What's going to happen next? I can't wait.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
We mentioned earlier that Internet Sam, the guy that puts all our stuff online, is back from China. He's been to see his girlfriend who lives there quite a lot, doesn't she? She comes back... Doesn't she come back for like a week and then go away to China again? Does she?
Well, no, she goes there to work.
Oh, okay.
For like... long periods of time.
Right. So he went to see her for a change.
I suggest for tax purposes you don't reveal how often she flies in and out of the country.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah, she does. I'd like to point that out. She does go for work and she comes back, doesn't she? Sometimes.
I don't know what she said on her
worse.
Form. She might
not
be on a holiday visa.
Anyway, she's in China. She's in China
might
at the
not
moment.
Be for much longer.
She's in China. Internet Sam went over to see her, which is nice. And he brought us back these really quite addictive sweets called Lovely Puff.
Yeah.
Oh, it's that's how addictive they are. They're all gone.
It's hard to work out how many calories are in them when it's all in Chinese on the box.
Do you want
it
the last one?
It just says 50.
Do you want the last one?
No, thanks.
Oh, you do, though.
I don't.
Have a Lovely Puff. Go on. The last Lovely Puff. Go on. Eat it. I don't want it, no. Anyway. That's from China, okay?
Yeah.
They're quite nice. But, do you know what I really, really want? This is something not from China. It's from Japan. In Japan, they have combined two of the absolute greatest inventions in the entire world ever.
Okay.
They combine them to become one. Guess.
Is it fake tan and teeth whitener?
No, but that would be good.
Is it white wine and Botox?
No.
Cheese is my favourite.
Yeah.
Is it cheese? Cheese
is involved?
Oh, I don't know what could make cheese better.
Something can.
Really?
Listen to this. Gotta love Japan. They come up with all the best ideas. So
that whole bit about China then at the start was completely irrelevant, was it?
Yeah.
Right.
Cheese and curry.
Cheese and curry?
Yes. They put them together to become one. What a flipping brilliant idea. Here's the ad.
Odayakana hirusagari. Kyou mo cheese o ireru cheese seiji.
Ii kaori.
Mamama?
Mamama?
Chichi.
They're probably saying how amazing cheese and curry is together.
So I had mozzarella cheese, yep. Cheddar cheese,
yes.
And then double cheese.
Double cheese, yes.
Double cheese no shin kappu noodle. Cheese curry ga dekiteita.
How good is that?
Cheese curry.
Isn't that incredible? Oh, I so want a cheese curry. And it comes in like a little pot as well. Ready made for you.
No.
Yeah.
Cup noodle curry を食べるキャサリン.
Cheese 聖人現わ. Cheese 聖人の花. 上質な cheese. まさかの誕生. Cup noodle cheese curry. 美
味しい.
Cassie, まろやかだね.
これのおかげなのよ.
This might be better than Big Booby cookies.
Did they say it's a katsu curry with cheese on top?
I think so.
Cup noodle curry を食べるキャサリン.
Yes, with cheese.Amazing. Some kind of rap on one of the adverts.
Is that MC Bone?
It was, yeah, it was cheese curry, cheese curry, I want a cheese curry. How good is that?
That's really, can I have that as my ringtone?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Oh.What's occurring?
It's time for our guessing game quiz off of a Wednesday. Text me how you do, please, on the normal number.
Oh, what's occurring?
Back on today, Becky.
Yeah, Chopper said he won yesterday.
He did, yeah.
Proud of himself.
3-0.
Who was he playing against?
I won 3-0, whitewash.
It was almost Alistair Cook off of cricket.
Have we had any progress on that?
Not yet, no.
All right.
His housemate texted in, Alistair Cook's actual housemate, and said, in the absence of Becky, maybe Alistair could play, but he wasn't answering his phone.
Oh, so who did you get in the end?
Just Chappers.
Oh, so not that much of a... No.
But, do you know how Scott knew it was genuinely Alistair Cook's housemate?
How?
Go on, Miss Marple, what did you do?
Because we rang him and went, hello, are you Alistair Cook's housemate? And he said yes. So...
That is
detective
pure,
work.
Pure detective work over there.
Here's your first situation today.
Oh, what's occurring?
He's been on the bill, you know.
Mm. Oh, that's a bit sad. This text just come in. Emma, I'm a bit sad playing Oh, What's Occurring this week. Me and my recently wedded husband used to play together. Now he's moved jobs and we go in separate cars, so we can't have a little game in the car on the way home. Rubbish. First one. You know Jamie Oliver?
Yeah.
He's doing that road trip round America on Channel 4 at the moment. Did you see that last night?
No.
Good show, actually. Last night he was in Los Angeles, spending a lot of time with the Mexican community and just making and looking at and tasting loads of amazing Mexican food. But you know, Jamie, he's a bit of a cheeky, Essex chap, isn't he? My question to you, on Jamie Oliver's road trip around America on Channel 4 last night, how many times did Jamie call people mate, love, darling, bro, brother, any of those?
What was on for an hour?
Yeah.
212.
Becky.
You laugh, Becky, but I'm unbeaten this week.
Yeah, that's a ridiculous guess. He did call an old lady Tiger, which I quite liked last night. So that's one.
Whoa, you've got an advantage. You watched it.
Well, you could have watched it.
But I didn't know it was going to be a 15. Quiz question.
15.
Always be on the lookout, Mark. Yeah.
So Chappers 212, Becky 15. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Jamie Oliver from last night's road trip across the USA, calling people various things in his Essex styley.
How you doing, man? Thanks for letting me come, bruv.
So what's that you're putting on there, my darling?
How do you do, man? Nice to meet you.
All right, Tiger. Well, I'll see what I can do.
Yeah, these boys are going to be hungry, man. I'm not used to having these deep, meaningful, emotional conversations over enchiladas, brother.
What's your name, darling?
It's a present for you, darling.
You all right, man?
How old are you, my love?
Apple and crunchy bit, salsa?
No, mate, that's really kind of you.
Come on, man. That's wicked.
Nice to meet you, bruv.
You all right, mate? Can I give you a job, brother?
Tell me what you think, man. I hope you like it.
Do you want to season that up, brother?
Sure.
Let's get them going, man.
Yeah, mate. You tell your boys this is hot, brother. It's going to be good, man. You all right, darling?
Keep stirring, brother.
What is this, darling, that I'm eating?
He used my darling there, which I quite like as well.
He did.
What, my darling?
210. That was. I was counting.
It wasn't. It was 27.
You missed some.
No, your answer was ridiculous. And Becky gets the point. You gave that away.
Oh! What's the kidding?
Next one. Do you know what this is? Smell it. Got it here.
Smell something?
In, yep. Just a little pot.
It's a herb.
It is a herb. Do you know which one? Smells lush.
Coriander?
Oh!
No, close.
What are you going, for?
It's seeds.
Poppy. Poppy seeds.
It's cumin.
Cumin seeds.
Everyone's favourite herb because you put it in our favourite thing, curry. Probably with some cheese.
Oh, I don't think you're meant to eat handfuls like that.
You're not meant to eat them neat.
It tasted so nice before.
I'm going to bring you cinnamon sticks tomorrow.
They're not like peanuts. You're not meant to just pick them out of the jar.
Hang on, I need to have a drink.
Daft man.
Oh.
Oh, your face has gone really red.
Ooh. Right. So cumin, yes? It's a herb.
Yeah.
Do you think people on Stupid Street know their herbs or not?
No, I don't think so.
Do you think they could tell the difference between cumin and an illegal Class A drug?
Yes, I think they could be able to do that.
Hmm. Okay. Well,
Where have they been putting cumin seeds on Stupid Street?
We asked them. What punishment of anyone found in possession of cumin should face? Okay? My question to you. How many out of the 6 people we asked thought that anyone possessing some of this perfectly harmless cumin, which you can use in curries, should face prosecution?
I'm going to say 3 of them.
3 out of 6? Becky?
I really hope it's none.
You're saying none?
Yeah.
Well, there's only one way to find out, isn't there? This is going to be good, I think.
Oh, what's the kidding?
So, we are Stupid Street. People in possession of cumin, what kind of punishment should they face?
I wonder what you think the maximum sentence for curry and cumin should be.
I reckon it should be 10 years, maybe.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why 10 years?
I think it's a bad... Like, it's bad, it's on the streets a lot, and I think it should be off the streets.
Yeah. Do you think it's right that it should be upgraded to Class A? Cumin, I mean.
I don't know, really. I think it should be upgraded because it's bad for you at the end of the day, isn't it?
What do you think the maximum sentence for sort of carrying cumin should be?
I don't, like, if someone wants to do it, that's up to them, really. Like, who cares?
Yeah. Okay. Have you ever done it?
No.
So we're talking about how cumin's been upgraded to a Class A drug and wondered if you think that's a good thing?
Probably, because it makes it more illegal.
What do you think the maximum sentence for carrying cumin should be?
A few years.
Yeah. What about you? What do you think?
Yeah, a few years at least, probably.
So what do you think is so bad about cumin then?
I'd never do it, so...
What do you think the maximum sort of sentence for carrying cumin should be?
2 months.
Why 2 months?
I think that's enough of a deterrent without being over the top.
We're talking about cumin.
What was it again?
Cumin.
I've never really taken it, so...
Okay. What do you think the maximum sentence for sort of carrying cumin would be, or should be?
Probably a fine.
A fine?
Yeah.
So not even imprisonment?
No, I wouldn't say imprisonment.
How come?
Because if you fine them, then they haven't got the money to buy the drugs again.
Oh, some people are saying it's a spice, not a herb. But
I know they are, but really, in the grand scheme of things, whether it's a spice or a herb isn't as stupid a mistake as
that's right.
what we've just heard.
I think
it?
We're fine. Yep, 5 out of 6 people thought you should face prosecution if you were in possession of cumin.
Wow.
Yeah. So well, you get
just,
the point.
You've just taken some. How do you feel?
I feel hot.
Oh, what's occurring?
Is that normal?
Might phone the police.
Got a riot sweat on. Right, it's back. You know the plastic surgery game?
Oh no.
We played it today with a guy called Nigel. We asked him what plastic surgery, if it was free, his girlfriend would like to have done. Now, would his answer be the same as hers, or would it be different and therefore getting him into quite a lot of trouble with his missus? What do you think? Becky.
I'm going to say, for the sake of their relationship, that I hope he knows her well enough so he did get it right.
So you think he would get it right?
Yeah.
And said the same?
Well, I have to say different, then.
You're saying different, are you?
Yeah.
Okay, good. So he got it wrong?
Yes.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Hi, Nigel.
Hello.
Now, what's the name of your partner, please?
It's Natalie.
Right, let me ask you a question, Nigel.
Yes.
If Natalie could have any cosmetic surgery, and it's absolutely free, what do you think she would go for?
I think she would... maybe a boob reduction.
A boob reduction?
Possibly, yeah.
Are they quite big?
They are.
Are they ginormous?
No, they're not. They're not gigantic.
So just a little boob reduction you think is what she would have done. All right, if you could just hang on the line, Nigel, all right?
Yeah.
And we'll find out if Natalie says the same thing. Wait there.
Go on in.
Hi, Natalie.
Hello.
It's Scott Mills from Radio 1.
Hello, how are you?
I'm really good, thanks. I've just been speaking to Nigel.
Okay, yeah.
Obviously, you haven't heard our little chat.
No, I haven't.
And I just asked him a very simple question.
Okay.
Which was this. If you, Natalie, could have any cosmetic surgery procedure for free of charge, right... what would you choose?
I would probably get something sucked out of my... like, the fat sucked out of my thighs or my tummy.
So you'd have liposuction?
Yeah.
And whereabouts, what area would you like to concentrate on?
Probably the stomach area, actually, yeah. He said, I bet he said something completely different, isn't he?
Well. Hi, Nigel.
Hello.
Remind us what cosmetic surgery you thought Natalie should have.
I said you might want a breast reduction.
Oh my God! A breast reduction?
Natalie, has ever anyone said to you needed a breast reduction before now?
No.
So this is the first time you've heard that?
No one's ever said that to me before, no.
Are you alright there, Nige?
Yeah, I'm alright. Looks like I'm cooking dinner tonight.
Alright, thanks, guys.
Cheers,
okay.
Guys.
Cooking dinner for one.
Okay. Oh, so yeah, he did get it wrong. There's a bit of a frosty moment there, but I think they're fine now.
Do you?
So, yeah, I think they're fine.
Okay. Yeah, cheers, Scott. Yeah, thanks very much.
Be worse if it was the other way around, let's face it.
Yeah, true.
You see? Right, so that was. Yeah, you got it right there, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
So you win today's Oh, What's Occurring? Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.